It's Friday, June 14th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A 19-year-old man drowned at the Shell Lake Beach on Wednesday afternoon. Republicans and Donald Trump walked back his comment about Milwaukee. A 1980s Ford pickup was pulled from Lake Menominee, and Northern Star Theater presents Mystic Pizza on stage. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A 19-year-old man drowned while swimming at the Shell Lake Beach Wednesday afternoon. Shell Lake Interim Police Chief Michael Jazik said Hunter L. O'Neill was the victim. He had gone to the beach with friends and went into the water to swim, got fatigued, became distressed, and went under the surface. Witnesses attempted to save O'Neill and called 911. Firefighters in a rescue boat located him, and he was brought back to shore where life-saving measures were attempted. O'Neill was pronounced deceased at the scene. The drowning was under investigation. Donald Trump walks back remarks about the city where he'll accept his party's presidential nomination next month. Bob Haig takes a look.
Milwaukee hosts the Republican National Convention July 15th through 18th. D.C.-based media outlet Punchbowl News first reported the former president referred to Milwaukee as a horrible city in remarks to House Republicans on Thursday. Wisconsin House Republicans gave different versions of what was said. Janesville's Brian Stile tweeted that Trump didn't say it. Derek Van Orden said Trump was referring to crime in the city, while Glenn Grothman and Scott Fitzgerald said the comments referred to election integrity. Trump later told Fox News he was referencing both those things and that he loves Milwaukee. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
First Lady Joe Biden made a pitch to older voters Thursday in Green Bay. Rachel Charnak tells us more.
President Joe Biden is often criticized for his age, but First Lady Jill Biden says we should celebrate age.
Age is a gift. The woman I am today is wiser, stronger, more insightful. Every line on my face has been earned by the furrowed brows of difficult decisions made.
The First Lady also stomping on the presumptive Republican nominee.
Donald Trump supported ending Medicare as we know it. He came one vote away from repealing the Affordable Care Act, which would have raised drug prices by hundreds of dollars a year.
This was Jill Biden's second visit to Green Bay this year. I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Echoing the vehicle found in Lake Holcomb this past year, another vehicle was found recently in Lake Menominee. The Menominee Police Department posted a photo of an early 1980s Ford F-150. The truck was badly rusted out and muddy. Police told WQOW-TV that the truck was recently pulled from the lake after being found by a fisherman's sonar. Its owner was not known and was too far rusted to find any identification. Police didn't believe it was tied to any criminal activity, but asked anyone with information on it to contact the Menominee Police Department. Rice Lake's Northern Star Theater Company is serving up a slice of the 80s. AJ Hockery takes a bite out of the story.
The Northern Star Theater Company in Rice Lake continues its 2024 season with Mystic Pizza, the musical. The production is based on the 1988 movie starring Julia Roberts. The soundtrack features such popular 80s songs as Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, Manic Monday, Small Town, and I Think We're Alone Now, among others. Showtimes for Mystic Pizza are at 7 p.m. through Saturday, plus a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for students. Reservations can be made by visiting nstcricelake.org or by calling 715-736-4444. I'm A.J. Hockery.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.